So I'm talking with David McMinn at St Paul's College, and we're just going to have a talk about the Web 2 tools that Dave has tried with his students this year. Dave, I've got a few questions that I'm going to run through with you, if that's okay.
Fire away.
Great. First of all, what new tools have you tried this year, and how did you incorporate them into learning?
Okay, we tried a couple, and mainly I was looking at using them with the Year 11 Vet class. And number one, we used the Wiki. So we started creating some pages on a Wiki.
Yeah.
One of those things, I suppose, it's important to try and stress is that it's an ongoing task.
Yeah.
So, and a Wiki is something that's good in that sense. It's like all web pages. They should be dynamic. They should constantly be updated. So I plan that the Wiki is something that it will develop over multiple years.
Great.
And it's not just a six month or a 3 month task.
Yeah.
It's got to be an ongoing thing. So use the Wiki with them. Also, when they went out on work placement, I got them to blog, to keep blogs, and we just linked that to the Wiki, which was really good. So it gave them another experience using some of that. We also had different tasks where we got them to research a different Web 2.0 technology.
Excellent.
And we use that for talking about it. There's a very good website called Go to Web 2, I think it's called, which is fantastic. It lists them all, and they went on there, and I got Year 11 to do that, and I also got Year 9 to do that in our internet unit, and they had to research one of those new Web 2.0 technologies and talk about it.
Yes.
And we talked about, just by looking at some of those, we were able to talk about possible advances in technology, you know, the portable operating system that you put on the flash drive, things on those lines.
Great.
Also wanted to incorporate things like Photo Bucket.
Yep.
And, of course, using YouTube to link to web pages they've made, so incorporating some of those, I suppose, the video sharing and the picture sharing as well, and that was with Year 9. So,
excellent.
Branching out. Year 10 are doing a multimedia project. They're also using some of the YouTube clips. They have to do an advertising, so they're getting different clips, taking them in, using them, editing them, and then making up their own advertisement.
Great.
For an upcoming event. So we try and... they're just some of the ones that we've looked at.
And YouTube access is fine at school, bandwidth-wise and things? Or are kids doing it at home more? Or?
One of the problems that you have with YouTube is there's so many things on there, kids love it. Okay, so... access is all right at school. We, particularly here at St Paul's, have had some problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two schools in the Parramatta Diocese that really struggle in terms of whatever it is. Sometimes that causes a problem, but we start them and we introduce the students, so we get them thinking, and then we ask them, that's a continuing homework thing.
Great.
So I think it can be a way... if you don't do it that way, it's a waste of time because kids sit in class and can watch YouTubes all day and that achieves really nothing. So you have to be very conscious of that.
Yeah, great. And what benefits do you feel investigating these tools and also using them brought to the student learning from Year 9 to 12?
I tell like a story tale. I remember you often hear them talking about the fact that education is changing so much. No longer now are we simply... often it talks about being the facilitator, having students, we teach students how to do things, and I think pointing them to resources that they'll be able to use for other things. I mean, they say that what a student learns now, they won't use in 10 years' time, something like that. I mean, I had my Year 11 students turn around and saying they just learned to do something, and kids in Year 7 are doing the same thing. So I think it's one of those things with technology changing so fast. Students learn new skills. It increases their motivation for coming.
Great.
I think in class, often, you know, teachers, you know, we get feedback from our year coordinator says, how's this student going in class? And one teacher may say, oh, I'm really struggling. But generally in computer classes, the kids love using it and learning about the new technologies and incorporating it. So
excellent.
I find it assists their motivation. It assists them in their learning. And it's useful. It's not just... you know, it's not like learning to play with a toy, because it's something that's going to benefit them, and it's just good experience for them to try on new different things on those lines.
Excellent. And you mentioned earlier, before we were recording, about blogs and using blogs in work placement, which is especially relevant to our vet kids across the diocese. How did you find that worked, and what recommendations would you make to others who might follow in your footsteps in OA in trying to set that up?
Okay. One of the things that we do in vet, when they go out to work placement, they're meant to keep a journal of what they do.
Yeah.
One of the problems that you have with the journals is they write in the journal and then you get it back at the end after the experience is over. The teacher tends to be the only person who sees the journal besides obviously the person who wrote in it. I had my students keep a blog, so we went in advance and we all went to the one blog site and we set up the blogs before they went out on work placement.
Great.
When they went out on work placement, they wrote in their blogs, and everyone took great interest in reading other people's blogs.
Excellent.
One of the problems that you have is you need to set a criteria on ensure that when they know they're blogging, that they need to learn to make sure they're writing informally.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them write like they talk, with a lot of slang and things along those lines, and it's not appropriate, so you need to set guidelines there. The other thing if you just say you need the blog, it's not as effective. You need to have some type of template in there, or even give them a set of guidelines.
Great.
And you could do that with a handout sheet, or you could do it with, the best way to do it is probably for them to access their blog. Before they access their blog, they go to a one page that says, these are the things you need to put in your blog. So there's a digital blog checklist that they could incorporate.
Great.
At that point. It's not something that I did, but it's something that I, after evaluating how the blogs went, I think you need to give them some type of template that says, what did you do? Why did you do it? How was it effective? What role did you learn? What skills did you learn from it? What knowledge did you learn from it? Something so they have a checklist rather than just saying, this is what I did. You know, because it doesn't really... Every day when they start, I rocked up at 9 o'clock. It's not as effective. They're expected to be there at 9 o'clock. We don't need to know that.
Yes.
But they need to focus more on the skills, and some students don't think of that themselves. Mm-hmm. You need to give them, I think the digital checklist, like a template, would push them in the right direction.
Right.
Something that gives them some flexibility. I say checklist rather than having like boxes they need to fill in, because I think if you give them that, then they don't have the freedom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you say, here's the table, fill it in, they don't have the freedom to do that. So I'd rather make it more open-ended, but give them some perhaps hints in a checklist of what they could talk about.
And which blog platform did you choose?
Oh.
Was it WordPress?
No, we actually went to a page. I think we just used Blogger.
Blogger.
I think we just went to Blogger and got the students all to create their Blogger. I think... The other thing we talked about, usually when you log into those things, you need to set up an email account.
Yes, I was about to
And
ask.
That's one of the things that we went through, and we make sure that all the students have an email account, and if not, we get them to set up a Hotmail account, something along those lines. One of the things that I always talk to the students about with all of these things that you do, you usually have to register and use some type of email account. So it's often a good practice, first thing to do when you start doing these, is get the students to go in, just use their username that they have for logging on in the system, and set up a Hotmail account and only use it for that login. Just use it so when you sign on to this or that or this, you can just go there. If you forget your password, you just go in, that you put in your username at hotmail.com, and it just sends it to Hotmail. You don't use it for any other purposes.
Yes.
It's not school-based. You know, that way if they send you junk mail, it's just going to Hotmail. You can get rid of it quite easily, but you've always got it there and you can access your passwords, things along those lines.
Great.
So using something like Hotmail, and Hotmail is probably the most common one you can use. If you want to avoid that, go to Google Mail or Yahoo Mail or something like that.
With the students reading each other's blogs and really happy to do so, do you think next year you might incorporate encouraging them to comment on each other's blogs?
I think it's something like Blogger has a feedback section, so you are actually able to go in and put feedback. I know that on the wiki, they would go and they would look at each other's pages on the wiki, and they would use internal messaging systems.
Yeah.
Because they were still using some of the features, one boy actually went through and he looked at adding the chat feature so people would comment on. I think also once we get CNET up and running, we will incorporate that a lot more and use a lot more of those features. But it's just a matter of getting that there and getting it going. So
great. And have you introduced any of these Web2 concepts to any of your colleagues?
In year 9, one of the problems that we had with wanting to use PhotoBucket was we had a real lag in terms of our access over the net. So we've looked at incorporating some of those only in the year 9 classes. Year 9, especially in the internet and website development unit. So we've looked at that. At the moment, I think... I haven't. I think some people had the chance to do blogging, obviously, through the StaffNet.
Yes.
And can do blogging like those. I think some people are still kind of a bit timid and a bit scared.
Yes.
And I think CNET, where once people get more comfortable using that, I think they'll get more comfortable incorporating a lot of the Web2 technologies. I know here at St. Paul's, we have each department has a mentor for CNET, and I know I'm the mentor for the TAS department, and I've run one afternoon so far to get people to get into and look at, and we've looked at setting up class pages and things, but like everything else, timing is of course the issue. But I think we're progressing further and further, and I think a lot of the idea of blogging and things, we can incorporate more when we get CNET going.
Great.
Along those lines. Computing is one of those areas where it's constantly evolving. Our, you know, the syllabus is open-ended, so you constantly change things. And I think as we go on, we definitely look at taking more of those things and altering them and changing things along those lines. I know with Year 11 for the vet subjects, we'll definitely end up using like our file sharing sites more and more, because we're looking at taking footage and pictures and setting up like a restricted site so we can, the whole class can put them somewhere where they can access them and share them and use them for different purposes. So that's we'll progress with that as we go along. So
excellent. And for yourself, how do you think that your professional learning has been impacted this year in trying these new things, I guess, to incorporate them into your classroom?
I love it, honestly. That, like, I love, if I have downtime when I'm doing anything, I often find myself going to that go to web, and just looking at the new ones, and I think looking at them, and I try and think of how I can incorporate some of those, and it may be one lesson, it may be something that we can use this for multiple lessons. The multiple times I've had the Year 11 vet students go through, and they had to actually find this technology and then give a presentation to the rest of the class about it, about the technology, and if possible, got them to display the technology. Like the on the USB, the portable operating system and things like that. So we got them, and one kid saved it. You know, if they couldn't load it on the computers at school, I got them to load it at home, take screenshots of it, and bring in and talk about it, and talk about how it could be used, disadvantages, advantages. I think the kids, it adds excitement to what the kids, I love it when a kid looks at something and you hear the kid who sees what someone else has done and goes, cool.
That's
and
great.
You see, or you just hear the, wow, something like that. And that's great. And I think personally for me, it just, that's what I love about teaching computing, that's always changing. And I love looking at those things and learning about those new things. I just think the Web 2, you know, Web 2 stuff just means there's so many possibilities that you can have. I mean, I've talked with, like, the, you know, well, now the acting principal at the moment about, you know, making things more interesting and livening things up, and getting even some of my vet kids to get involved and capturing more images and footage around the school and things along those lines at different events. And I suppose there's a lot of the Web 2.0 stuff that we can use to share that. And a lot of the CNET stuff, you would think we'd use a lot of the CNET stuff for sharing that. So because that would mean it's like our restricted intranet. So that would be a big, you know, a massive way we can do that. So
excellent. And that leads me into my second last question is, do you have any plans for what you'll keep doing or introducing 2008?
I think I really love that whole idea of going and looking at the new text. And I think that's something that I think with the vets or vet students, maybe even with the Unite, I think that would be, I would like to make that a regular thing where instead of just a one-off, that every so often, you know, so a kid might present three times a year on different bits of technology that they found. So just to make that, I mean, and when you consider that a class has 20, you know, year nine has 23, 24 students in it, I mean, we're looking at 70 plus presentations a year, and that's great. Some of them are fantastic, some of them aren't. Probably also want to introduce looking at utilising some of them, so programming some of them in. One of the things I think I have to be careful with is that technologies, that a lot of them are changing so fast. Writing them in, I'd rather write into the program that we're going to look at Web 2.0 technologies and be flexible and say that. Rather than say we're looking at using this one or this one or this one. So I think definitely with the Year 9s, we're going to use them. I think with the Year 10s, I mean, Year 11, my Year 11 IBT class made some super trailers. Just by getting videos and editing them all together. One kid, like, making it, his was so cool, he made it really well. He actually loaded himself up, he put it, loaded up himself onto something like YouTube. And that's great. I love the fact that they do that. And I think that's probably another where we go when they produce something. That's really cool. You load it up.
Thank you very much for that, Dave. That was excellent.
Cool.
And If people wanted to ask you questions throughout the diocese, could they send you an email?
Absolutely, absolutely. If they do, email is the best way. Just send me an email and I'm quite willing to answer anything like that and help.
Great. So that was David McMinnitson Paul. Thank you.